Another 137 sockeye were caught Monday through the Port Moeller test fishery. The catch at Station 2 was just 7 fish, but the catch at Station 4 was 17 sockeye. Catch at Station 6 was 40 sockeye. Catch at Station 8 was 38 fish. The catch at Station 10 was 35. Monday's fishing effort produced a daily replacement index number of 28, which is the lowest daily number since June the 26th. Daily traditional index number was 72. That's the lowest traditional number since July the 1st. Fishery scientist Scott Rayburn works for the Bristol Bay Science and Research Institute, which runs the Port Moeller test fishery. He says the data still supports a much larger sockeye run than was forecasted preseason.
Seems like it's going to be larger than 30 million. How much larger remains to be seen, but I'd say 38 might be close.
Last week, the Bristol Bay Science and Research Institute issued an in-season run forecast that anticipated this year's sockeye run would end up at around 38 million. Rayburn says that forecast was put forward before the continued strong catches at the test fishery over the last several days.
The forecast 38 million was based on the assumption that catches would start to taper off at Port Moeller, and they remain strong. If catchability is constant, then we're looking at a run larger than 38 million. How much larger, I don't know. But I'd be hesitant to really bank on that right now because you just don't know what catchability does this late in the year. Certainly a good indication that there's a strong tail.
So far, the Port Moeller test fishery has tracked the inshore catch and escapement fairly accurately. Rayburn confirms that the peaks at Port Moeller on June the 23rd and June the 29th coincided with peak catch and escapement days several days later inshore. The ongoing Port Moeller test fishery is scheduled to end on Wednesday, and Rayburn says it's not likely the test fishery can be extended.
And there's not a whole lot of utility in going any further to Port Moeller now anyway. If it's starting to taper off, we can kind of model the tail of that and not as much need to be out there fishing.
The results of the fishing effort through the test fishery can be found online on the website of the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.